6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up. Welcome back, everybody. The Real Bourbon Bros coming at you with another amazing episode. Not exciting this time. It's amazing episode. We got a new item that we're going to introduce, a new feature we're going to introduce tonight in the pods. We'll stay tuned for that exciting news. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Doing great. It's, amazing, I guess, you know.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That's like the most commonly used word, I think, in our podcast is
awesome,
amazing. Man. Right behind giddy up and enjoy.
Spectacular. All right, folks. How's that?
Spectacular.
Well, it's better than saying all those other words that you don't really enjoy, like delicious.
Delicious. Good.
Or moist.
I think that's a great word. Moist. What's wrong with moist?
Oh, my gosh.
I like that. I don't have nothing wrong with that.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, we're off to a flying start.
We are. Another,
when you say spectacular, I always think of that Seinfeld episode where...
Oh, yes, I know.
Terry Hatcher. Yeah, Terry Hatcher was the actress and sending Elaine in to see if her chest was augmented or not because Jerry was dating her. And he goes, at the end, Terry Hatcher's character found out that Elaine was sent in by Jerry. And she confronts him and goes, by the way, they're real and they're spectacular. Anyway, back to reality. Searching for Pappy, we'll start that episode off with that in a minute here. Just a reminder, everybody, we have some big news coming up in terms of merchandise. We just want to let that cat out of the bag before we're all ready on our end. A lot of work we're doing behind the scenes here, getting our merch website going. So stay tuned, though. We'll have a big announcement probably in the next month or so. Also follow us on social media, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all those good things.
Yeah.
We have new videos and pictures up, post several times a week. Typically, please respond. Please give us some questions. You know, we appreciate any feedback. We are creating another, bank of questions that we can go over, in mail call segment, in the near future. So keep them coming in.
Mail call.
And with that being said, let's start out with searching for Pappy.
Searching for Pappy
is what we're always looking for at MSRP. But in the meantime, in lieu of finding that bottle, we will go over our weekly purchases or weekly finds. So this week, we were lucky enough to have a new distillery reach out to us, High and Wicked. If you never heard of High and Wicked, we'll give you a little background on them. It was only found in 2019, so pretty new, by two former Brown and Foreman senior executives. So Brown Foreman obviously is Old Forester. That's the main brand there that everybody thinks of. So it was started by them, and they feature a 5-year Kentucky straight bourbon and a rye annually. They also have some so those come out every year. And they also have some one-off expressions that you can probably find at your local liquor hole, more expensive.
More like the finished bourbons or probably? I've never seen them over in Michigan at all, so.
Okay, yeah, there's singular limited releases. There's an American and there's also an Irish release.
American.
Yeah, so it's a 14-year-old aged straight bourbon whiskey finished in ex-Hungarian cask. I'm sorry, I missed a word. The Tokaji cask? Tokaji. Thank you. Horrible at pronouncing Japanese words. Casks. And then there's also, that's number 6. That's called the Judge. Then the Jury is number 8. It's a 15-year-old straight bourbon whiskey aged in ex Tinta Negra Madeira cask bottled at cask strength. So there's those two. And then an Irish whiskey, they have three, four, six of those.
Irish whiskey, really?
Yeah, man.
Made in Kentucky.
No, it's they're not from Ireland, dude.
Okay.
It has to be Irish.
I know. I was going to say
Irish whiskey come from Ireland. Yeah, they have a 20-year-old aged Irish single malt Irish whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, so they have some single releases, but their main two bottles we were gifted by them. That is the Kentucky Straight Rye and the Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey. And I have them right here.
High and wicked. No, that does sound like a Irishman's. Mantra, right? High and wicked.
Wicked, man. Yeah, from Boston.
I'll right? say that's a wicked good whiskey.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, God. That was. Well, so these are the two. I'm showing Steve the two bottles here. Yeah, so pretty cool bottles. These are about $80
They're
a piece.
They're 750s, right?
Yeah, these are full bottles. Full bottles. So, these are about $80 a piece, $75-$80 a piece. And we got gifted two of them for samples. Obviously, we're going to try these at some point, and we'd like to have the folks at High and Wicked on the pod. We got to reach back out to them and thank them. But these are both five-year whiskeys. The bourbon is 52 ABV, and the rye is 49.1. And the rye is a sour mash. The bourbon is a sweet mash. So, High and Wicked, thanks, guys, for sending us these bottles. We'll definitely taste these on our pod, and hopefully we can have you guys on and to discuss your product a little bit more. But thank you again, High and Wicked. We look forward to trying those two samples.
Exciting.
Can't wait. All right, Steve, what about you?
Well, I'm compiling my list. You know, I'm not sure how you keep track of your inventory, but...
In my head.
In your head. No, you don't.
I have an Excel spreadsheet.
I've seen your spreadsheet. I do. I have a Google Docs that I keep so I can access it when I'm checking out new whiskey. It's like, do I have that one? So I pull up my Google Docs on my phone. I'm like, yep, I do. Or nope, I got this one, but not that one.
Or it's that great. I need another one.
Yeah. Just the other day, I was in a store and with my lovely wife, and she looked at a bottle and she goes, oh, that's a cool bottle. You have that one? And I'm like, I do. I think I have it. It was the
Blue Run? Run
High Rye. And they have that little butterfly on the...
They have a different color. Is it the silver one?
Yeah, it's a silver one. It's the High Rye. Yeah. So I've got three other bottles. And I'm like, I think I do. But then it's like, you know, I looked at the bottle again. I'm like, I know I had the High Rye. I know that I had there's like the Emerald rye, and then there's
Isn't there a golden one?
So anyway, I keep track of all that. I try to keep track of that, but I have to update it because I did get a few of them. I did get another scotch in my collection, Glenmorangie.
Okay, Glenmorangie. Which one? 10?
It was a triple cask reserve. No, this was just a one. By our folks down at the Novi Party Store, pretty reasonable priced. It's a triple cask reserve. I don't know what more. It's only what
store pick.
It is not a store pick. It's only 80 proof.
That's standard for scotch.
Bourbon, new charred oak and rye casks. I mean, it's. But I need to get more of the scotch. I do have some people that say, oh, I prefer scotch, or I kind of like scotch more, so I'm trying to get more of a variety there.
Yeah.
So
it's a good idea.
But I finally did get the B524 versions of Elijah Craig Larceny. Yeah. So
I've seen the reviews out, but I already have so many of both of those. I'm just like,
I mean, the Elijah Craig is, I think, by far good, but I still think the C923 is better.
Yeah.
Still.
You have a bottle of that, right?
Oh, yeah,
you
got it. I do. Yeah, we did a
taste test down here, I remember, in January. January.
So another, this is a side whiskey. This is for the partiers out there, but Fireball.
Yeah.
Fireball's got a batch called, well, it's a small batch. It's called Dragon's Reserve. Yeah. And I decided to get that for
fell for the hype.
My party buddies out here that love Fireball, but I said, okay. Try this Fireball. It's a little bit more smooth, I guess, fiery. It's still Fireball. Smooth. Though.
Right. It's yeah, you can make your penis smaller.
Comes in a nice bottle, so it was good.
Yeah.
And then one other one that I'll let you go, Dragon's Milk. Small batch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. So that's a.
No, I know that one well. Yep. Yeah. New Holland.
It's
West Side
Distillery. So.
Yep.
Got that. It's the Dragon's Milk Origin small batch. So.
Yep. Yeah, I got. I mean, that's a great Michigan.
Yep.
Great Michigan whiskey, and this will come out probably after the Saturday because I'm going to a housewarming party for not housewarming party. You know, Matt. Friend Matt down here. Yeah. He and his lovely lady have been together for 10 years. So we're having a little housewarming get together for that. And so I'm bringing it. He always wanted that bottle. Yeah. Every time he comes over, he's like, I love this bottle. So your daughter was nice enough to ship me down one from Michigan because I can't find it down here. Oh. So I'm going to take that over for a little gift for him. And I know. Cool. Just, you know, yeah, something nice to do for him.
It's 95 proof. The bottle is malted. Pretty cool. Yeah. You know, it does look like a dragon's scale.
Feathers are back. You know, yeah.
Scaling on the top of the bottle. The bottle's got a wall factor to it. Yeah. Feathers.
Yeah. Very cool. And it's malted. So it's a little different than a bourbon, obviously. It's a,
yeah.
It's a malted whiskey. So. It's a bourbon. It's a bourbon, but it's a malted barley is the other majority. Yeah, malted barley. Yeah,
5 years. Right. It's a 5 year bourbon. It's not bad.
Nice. Good pick. So, my next bottle. Oh, I just dropped it. All right, you're gonna love this one, Steve. Rip your alley.
Oh, is that the Murano? Oh, it is. It is.
Mizrana.
Yes, Mizrana.
Mezzanara.
Mezzanara, yes.
It's the type of oak. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I've seen those only in the wild, though. I haven't seen them on the shelf anywhere here.
I ordered this from Barrel Craft Spirit Company itself.
Themselves? Online. Yeah. Ordered it.
I had a little email for getting free shipping, so saved about $15. After taxes, it was like $85, $87.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Shipped it right to my door.
Cool.
So I haven't opened this one, obviously, but definitely looking forward to this. A lot of the reviews, and this is edition one.
Yeah.
So it's the first time edition one.
Yep. Oh, very nice. I'm looking forward to their batch 36.
Cast. Oh, yeah, their barrel bourbon. Yeah.
They're
116.4 proof on this bad boy. 116,
yeah.
So anyway.
They've come out with a new label for their batch 36. On their bottle, so it's got a big 36 on instead of it written.
I have seen that.
So yeah.
So anyway, that's an exciting bottle. I'll have to open it at some point down the way.
I've yet to get a store here in Michigan that has an exclusive for BCS. Like, the Novi Party store here, and there's a. The Livonia Wine Palace, and of course, there's Total Wine and so forth. They get them. In fact, Kelvin actually gets store picks from BCS, but it seems like he doesn't have like an exclusive. Like he doesn't have them shipping out that week. You know that they're released.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, more yeah. I mean, they're great at finishing, and hopefully, they're gonna be around for a while. I had a rumor. That they're not doing so good on the business side, Barrel. So, from Wally.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not that their product is bad. It's the management of the business. There's too many employees, I guess, working for them, and they kind of overshot their.
I know they did some rearranging, reordering, or reshuffling. Whatever.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But that was a rumor. Yeah. And I have one more here that probably the best bottle I have. This I got from Wally, Whiskey Wheelies in Tampa. Shout out Wally and
shout out
Michael there. So this, if you put purple purple cap on this bottle, you'd be paying maybe $1,000 or at least over $500 for it. You put this in a square bottle, rectangular bottle, and you put Hirsch on the front of it, and you pay about $140 for
what?
So this is single barrel, double oak Hirsch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got two Hirsches.
This is 9-year Willet juice in here.
No kidding.
This is 9-year Willet juice. Yep. So there's your, it's 100. There you go. There it is. 9-year on the back. And there's the mash bill. 75 corn.
72 corn. Is that 13?
Oh, sorry.
Rye.
13 rye and 15 malted barley. Yeah. So this bottle, I've been looking online for this for a while, and Wally had a few bottles. He had a case actually, and he's like, "Hey, you want one? Like 140
barrel, nice."
Yeah. Double oak. So this is I got to try this in the store. Excellent. So sweet. It's just explodes in your mouth. Ha ha. But yeah, this is
so
I've got
two Hirsches. I think one is it's single barrel. No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's the first Hirsch I have, and this one, it's 9-year Willet juice. So, like I said, if they put a purple top on that, put the Willet label on it, you're paying.
That's all.
You're paying lots of more money for that bear. So. That's it for me for Searching for Pappy. Another successful haul. What about you, Steve?
So anything else before you move? I went up to Bad Axe, Michigan.
Oh, your cabin? Your stabbing cabin?
What? Call it the Lake Place, but it's Lake Places on Lake Huron. But the store up there that I go to, it's really a gas station, but George is the owner there, or at least I think he's the owner. But
you think that's his name?
He's got some really good whiskeys out there, and I shouldn't, you know, give away my honey holes, but you know, he does have, and he sells them at State Men, lowest prices in the state if you can get up there. I didn't see anything that was really popping out at me, but I did pick up Traveler whiskey. So.
This is for Stapleton here. Yeah.
There it is.
How is it? How is it?
You know, it's smooth, just like the song. And it's not overpowering. It is only 90 proof.
It's a Tennessee whiskey, or is it a bourbon? I thought it was a bourbon.
No, it's a whiskey. It's a blended whiskey.
Okay. Buffalo Trace puts that out, don't they?
Yes, sir. You are right.
Okay.
So this is in kind of Chris Stapleton's name on it, along with Harlan Wheatley. He's a master distiller and co-founder.
Yep.
But actually, Buffalo Trace, was really good about this is, you know, my wife loves Chris Stapleton. Yeah. And she tried the whiskey, I had to bring it home, and she likes the whiskey. She likes this one.
I wonder if you did not tell her. It was a Chris Stapleton whiskey. You need to do a blind taste test with her.
A little bit of influenced.
Of course there's an influence there. We're humans.
But the other one I got was, I really liked a Stranahan's single malt.
Oh, Colorado. Yeah.
So I saw this in the store. It's their Blue Peak single malt whiskey. Okay. Kind of disappointed. It is a low proof. It's only 86 proof. But the label kind of sold me.
What was the episode title last time? Yeah. Don't fall for the label.
Yeah.
Steve fell for the label.
I mean, the Sobra process, the rich and mellow, 100% malted barley and cut to proof with pristine Rocky Mountain water. Anyway, a bad single malt if you like that. It's not going to be your high proof bourbons, but for a single malt whiskey, it's okay. I mean,
a little switch up.
It's good because you want to have whiskeys on two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And
You want a variety.
Yeah. I mean, had some
I think that's good.
People over the other week, and I started hitting them with...
That was a good spread, dude.
It was. I started hitting them with, you know, my, like, mid-level bourbons and so forth, and they're like, okay, that's great. High proof. But what's on the other end? So then I got out my rhubarb liqueurs and... Okay, this is this is the other end.
Not that end. They wanted to go high end.
Well, it's like the Traverse City cherry whiskey and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one yet.
But then there's the other side where it's the lower proof. You know, the below 100, below 90 proof whiskeys, right? And then you get into the Tokis, you know, the Japanese whiskeys, and so there is, I would say, you know, five different areas of spirits you can try and, you know, you can categorize them, but it's good to have something that's not so strong that doesn't, you know, people are like, oh, that burn's going down my throat. You know, you want something that is smooth and not like it's a sipper, but for us, I think it would be called a mixer.
That'd be something taken to the, neighbors that you don't like, but invited you over for the party and you want to get rid of a bottle.
That's it, man.
All right. Searching for Pappy again, everybody. Thanks for listening to that episode segment. We love our Searching for Pappy. It's probably our staple of almost every episode because we are kind of addicted to the whiskey world. That's why we have a whiskey podcast.
So what we ought to do is have a segment of other bourbons that we are seeking but have not yet acquired. Not Pappy. No,
that's a long list.
It is a long list, but I don't know, because it changes as things get released in different times of year.
But I think there's always a basis. I mean, like, always a list that doesn't change for me, you know, regardless of what's out there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Things I just don't have that I want, but yeah.
Well, things you don't have you want, or things that you want more of.
Exactly. Want more of it. Can't get enough of it. All right, guys. We're moving on to a new segment. Like I teased this at the beginning of the pod. This is, we haven't had a title for this because I probably won't ever do it again because it's probably going to flop. But no, just kidding. Open the box, man.
You can open the box.
So we have some boxes, some shipments. We thought it'd be interesting to kind of surprise each other, surprise ourselves. What's in the box? I kind of have an idea of what's in mine. Steve has no idea what's in his. I sent him a bottle, a box there. His birthday is coming up after you guys listen to this, it'll already be over. But something that he wanted, I think, and hopefully he'll like it. So I'll go first because you can go last. My box is not from Steve. My box, a precursor to this, we know that there's whiskey in these boxes, or we think there's whiskey in these boxes. So.
We better hope. Did you have to sign for it? There's whiskey for it.
Yeah. So my box is from Luxco.
Yeah.
Patrick Berry, thanks again, sir. I know you're working on keeping us happy. We appreciate it. We always try to
do a great job there, Patrick.
All right. So I open up my box and I see right away Rebel Bourbon.
Rebel! Is that the Rebel 100 10-year, maybe?
This is, this is Lux Row. Lux Row Distillers introduces Rebel 10-year single-barrel bourbon.
I was right. Woohoo!
Yes, Lux Row Distillers announced the introduction of Rebel 10-year single-barrel, meticulous aged and hand-bottled independently at 100 proof for unique flavor profile specific to each batch. The annual release will be available in a limited allocation later this month at a suggested retail price of
$99.99.
Oh, so there you go.
Oh, we'll see.
What else do they say about it? Yeah, 10-year-old single barrel is handcrafted according to Barrel Bourbon's original time-honored wheated recipe since 1849 and bottled to one barrel at a time for a unique rebellious experience. With a golden amber glow, the Rebel 10-year delivers a nose that opens with vanilla and dark fruits, followed by citrus and oak, a palette of caramel, and citrus, and a velvety smooth oak finish with a hint of spice. Each bottle includes a barrel number and an age since date. Wow, so another...
like the spice.
There it is.
How can you bottle bourbon but one barrel at a time? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So here's the box.
Oh, you got a box. That's,
got a box,
that's,
dude.
That's worth the extra $10 on the price.
Woohoo. Yeah.
And there's this little cardboard cutout in here that makes it hard to get the bottle open.
Oh, it's got
to
hold the neck in place so it doesn't rattle around.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Doesn't break the neck off.
Well, this is me trying to...
Trying to there open the box.
Well, I can just rip it, I guess, but I don't want to ruin it. So break, there it is. Open got the it. Box.
Got it. Oh, here we go.
There she blows. There she blows.
Oh, just like the picture. Yeah, very, very good. Very nice. I had the Rebel 99, and this is this 100 proof? Yeah, 10-year 100 proof.
Kind of cool. Barrel. This little stamp here sticks out, actually.
Nice. 1849. Yeah. Lux Co. is putting out some good stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to try this one. So 100 proof, like we said. I didn't get a mash bill on it. Did we? No, I didn't see a mash bill on it. But Lux Row, Patrick Berry, thanks again, sir. Thanks again, guys. We appreciate it. I'm just double checking the handout here. Nothing about the mash bill. So we'll have to do some research on that. We'll have to have this bottle taste tested on the pod as well. But unboxing number one. What's in the box? Very successful. Thanks, guys, man. This bottle is something we're looking forward to. But drum roll, because Steve has a birthday present to open.
I'm getting all the popcorn out of the packing popcorn out of here.
Steve has a package to open.
I have probably three guesses for this. I don't know if I should.
You probably only need one.
I'm not sure if I should say it, but.
Well, don't. You don't have to say it.
So, we've talked a little bit, so I'll give you one or two guesses here.
Okay.
Just because the box is long and tall. Well, it's tall, I should say, not long. It's tall, so I know it's a taller bottle.
Well, I could have reused a different type of box though.
But it looks like it came directly from the distillery.
Oh, okay. Maybe it did.
And I did not do any research on, it's come from Glendale, California. So,
Cali.
So it's a tall bottle. So I know how you like your old Carter.
Man, you're not that great a brother.
So to that,
yeah. Cole Carter. That's not like that's like $250, dude. Well,
you could have got a good deal. I don't know.
Yeah, I had to give up my virginity for it. I don't know. Come on now.
Or, it's like a Eagle Rare tall bottle, but I think it might be a E.H. Taylor.
It's gonna throw you for a loop, being from Cali.
Could be an E.H. Taylor. Nope. Whoa! Are you kidding me?
Threw you for a loop, huh?
It threw me for a loop-de-loop. Holy cow. Hey, guys, I was expecting a bourbon because, you know, we're the bourbon bros. The real bourbon bros. Oh, my gosh. This is not... I'm going
to go... So
This is not a bourbon.
It's not a bourbon. Oh. So, but I think it, you'll be happy nonetheless with it.
Sorry, I'm popping them.
There's a little wrapping over the bottle here.
Holy
package.
Cow. Okay.
So that's something I think you wanted, right?
I did want this. Yes.
Well, hopefully you still do.
Okay. So no suspense. No further ado in the suspense, but. Gary, thank you so much.
No problem.
Is Glenfarclas 105 Cask Strength Highland Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. This was featured on our previous podcast, and we
European
did a review
Revolution.
Of our trip to Poland.
Germany.
In Germany. In Czech. Thank you, bro, man.
awesome. I know. I was like, you're like, I've been looking everywhere for this thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome.
So there you
so,
go.
So now, you know, my other guesses that I made, so that just gives you a little bit of a thinking of, you know,
what you want
you could, sure. You know, put in there. Oh, thank you, man. That's awesome.
No problem, man. Happy early birthday, man. The new I found it online. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta send Steve this. So. Oh.
Was that the same one that you ordered other ones from in Cali, or no?
No, it was a different store.
Okay, good.
No, why not? Yeah, I could find it a couple different places, but that was the best deal I got. So, it's hard to find that bottle in the States, honestly.
Yeah, this 105, the Glenfarclas, that was the best scotch I've had on that trip.
In our trip, yeah. So that was a backstory, folks. We went to a bar with the naked ladies on the wall and Germany. Yeah. And that was the one Steve really fell in love with at that moment. And then since we got back, he mentioned it several times. So I was like, oh, let's see if I can find it for him. So,
very nice.
Glad you liked it, man. Yeah, enjoy that.
I can open the box. Okay.
You can open tell Bev. Okay, I might have told her.
Wait,
what
did
it was.
You tell her?
Okay. I told her it was a bottle that you really enjoyed in Germany or something like that. Yeah. Like, and I found it. I think that's what I said.
Whiskey and bourbon all over the world, man. You can find really good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And like I said, in Europe, it's scotch. So.
Oh yeah, you can find it so cheap over there too. Yeah. It's so plentiful. So. And that kind of leads right into my next announcement. I will be going to Ireland in October.
Get some Irish whiskey. So,
oh yeah, there's a list of Irish whiskey already I got going on. So stay tuned for that. I'll definitely have some content. Yep, I want the blue spot actually on my list. Yeah, I got the yellow.
Did you know? I mean, I just mentioned yellow spot. I can get it at Costco at member price.
Yeah. It's like $100, $120. Yeah,
I did not know that. Yeah. But only select Costco. So if you guys are looking for stuff, you know, the Myers, they have their drops, Total Wine, of course. But Costco, their Kirkland, people crave about the Kirkland
bourbon.
And
I like granite over it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's one end of the spectrum. It's not so bad. I mean, Costco does have some quality stuff. I mean, they're.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad if you can deal with all the people. But don't go on a weekend.
But only in certain Costcos do they sell.
Okay. Yeah. You know, good tip of the day.
Whiskey, let alone, you know, so some Costcos don't sell whiskey. Some do. So you have to get into the right one. Anyway.
Yeah.
A little Michigander tip.
The Real Broom Bros tip of the day. Do your research. All right, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up. Hopefully you liked our segment, What's in the Box? Or was it open the box?
Yeah, we'll give you a review next time. We'll drink these on the air. And also, we've got some more coming up.
Ooh.
So
what's the juice?
What's the juice? We're bringing back that segment because Gary was kind enough to send me 6 samples.
Man, you've been having a good week.
And I'm hoping that I'm thinking that 3 of these samples are from our good buddy Ian, not Ian, but Patrick.
Patrick, yeah, you might be right.
So, and I have no idea.
Can't let the cat out of the bag.
3 those are, but
yeah, maybe there's more than 3, but we'll find. Yeah. We'll have to dive into that at some point here. Maybe the next pod we could do that. All right, guys, we'll wrap it up there.
Very cool.
Have a great rest of the day. Have a great
summer. Evening. Summer is here, by the way.
Yeah, June. It's rolling. But listen to us on other streaming platforms, wherever you can find us. Follow us on social media. We appreciate all the feedback. We want to get Mail Call back into the fold. And stay tuned for further episodes where we kind of get back into what's the juice with a segment we really like. So, with that being said, giddy up,
Enjoy.